It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
That seems to me like government is establishing a religion.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
If you give people rights, women's rights, gay rights, whatever, there can't be equal rights if there's special rights.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
Surveys show that people still really prefer freedom versus force.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation and welcome to the show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. You can email me at kimmunson.com, kim@kimmunson.com. Say that about 14 times here. And be sure and sign up for our weekly newsletter. That's where you get the first look at all of our guests, our new op-eds that we're rolling out for the week, as well as our Sounding Off with Kim Munson podcasts. And there's some really important stuff that's coming out there. So be sure and sign up for that. Go over to Facebook and give us a like. And happy Tuesday, Producer Steve.
Good morning. Hey, I'm judging by the the rather humorous texts that were flying around last night that you got your fill of the Democratic convention.
You know, I decided that I was going to watch it. And I finally had to say enough. Because there is... You know, and I've thought a lot about it from last night to this morning. Interestingly enough, they started off with "we the people." You know, those are the words of the Constitution, "we the people."
Yeah.
So they refer to the Constitution. But yet this Democrat Party that has been hijacked by the left is not about "we the people." It's about "we the elite." And we want to control your lives. But yet I realized that, you know, they're very good at marketing. So what that means is Americans still do respect the Constitution. And so we have a time for choosing. Go to my website and read Jay Davidson's op-ed for this week. This is a time for choosing. Some other things that I noticed regarding the DNC convention last night was... they sang the Star Spangled Banner. They said a prayer. But this DNC, this Democrat Party of 2020, no longer the party of JFK and Harry Truman. If you look at the policies, they do not respect the Star Spangled Banner, nor the Pledge of Allegiance, nor prayer. I mean, our churches are closed basically here in Colorado. My church, we go and we sit on a dot in a parking lot and we're supposed to wear our masks. And in a lawn chair, and you can't tell me that that is open. And as Pam Long said yesterday, as our guest, as well as we did a podcast with her that'll be rolled out this Sunday, the churches need to step up. Our churches are not open. Our churches are closed. And how is it that during this time in Colorado, when government, when bureaucrats and politicians and interested parties decided which businesses were essential and which businesses weren't, closed our churches but kept abortion clinics open, closed our churches but yet let there be protests and riots downtown that totally defaced our Capitol.
Liquor stores and pot dispensaries were essential.
True. Yes. True that as well. Mm-hmm. And so as I was watching the DNC's their convention yesterday and seeing them, you know, do the Pledge of Allegiance, do the Star Spangled Banner, give homage to we the people in the Constitution, say a prayer, I realized that those things are still really important to Americans. Their marketers know that that is really important to Americans. And that is what is at stake this particular election cycle. And it is no longer about candidates or political parties. This is about whether or not there's going to be government control over our lives or if we're going to live as free people. And with the way they started the convention, I think what that is saying is we want to still live as free people. But what that means is we have to engage with our friends, our families, and our colleagues in this battle of ideas. And I have a feeling that a lot of people that only watch mainstream media do not know what is happening in Portland. They do not know that a white person was actually beaten unconscious on the streets of Portland. They don't know that. And you want to talk about racism, that you beat people up because of their color. Now, I know that we've had a history. I mean, things have happened in our history, Steve. I know that that has happened. But instead of instead of trying to keep that history going where we define people by their color and we beat people up because of their color or whatever, we have bigger ideals here in America. We are not perfect, but we are the most excellent form of government that has ever been formed in the history of mankind, and we need to protect it. Your comments?
I watched the video of that incident in Portland. I don't know why, but the funny thing was, and not funny and amusing, but the strange thing is that the guy was on the ground and he was still trying to reason with the people who were attacking him and beating him, and he was making sense before the blow that came that rendered him unconscious. And you can't help thinking that somebody was like, oh my gosh, this guy's making too much sense. I need to shut him up.
Yeah. And so we are at a time for choosing. We've got a great show planned for you today. Love to say, I always want to say thank you to this great team that I work with, and that is Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie. And you listeners, each of you, you're treasured, you're valued, you have a purpose, strive for excellence, and take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. So today we'll be talking with Jen Hewlin, and also then, let's see, Tony Gagliardi with National Federation of Independent Businesses. We'll be talking with Jason McBride at the bottom of the hour, and then David Horwitz, who has a new book out, Blitz. And it's why Trump will smash the left and win this particular election cycle. So our quote for today is from David Horwitz. And he was born in 1939. He's an American conservative writer. And he's the founder and president of the think tank, the David Horwitz Freedom Center. He's the editor of the center's publication, Front Page Magazine, and the director of Discover the Networks, a website that tracks individuals and groups on the political left. He's also founded the organization Students for Academic Freedom. From 1956 to 1975, Horwitz was an outspoken adherent of the New Left. He later rejected progressive ideas and became a defender of conservatism. He recounted his ideological journey in a series of retrospective books, culminating with his 1996 memoir, Radical Son, A Generational Odyssey. His parents were communists. He's described himself as a red diaper baby. And this is what he said. He said, inside many liberals is a totalitarian screaming to get out. They don't like to have another point of view in the room that they don't squash. And the way they try to squash it is by character assassination and name calling, or Steve, as you just mentioned in Portland, by beating people up. I think that's very apropos for what, you know, what we're seeing here in America today. Something that is super, super troubling, the Independence Institute, John Caldera. You know, they are on the forefront of standing up for everyday, hardworking Coloradans' freedom. And they were broken into. They were robbed this last weekend. There was damage done to the Independence Institute. And what's interesting is they are right across the street from one of the Denver police substations. So you talk about bold. These people are becoming more and more emboldened on what they are doing, and we must get back to the rule of constitutional law here in America. It's absolutely tragic, Steve.
It is, and again, I go back to my speech about wrongdoing. We have been immersed in wrongdoing now for a long time, a couple decades, where things on a grand scale are radically, you know, wrongdoing on a large scale, and nobody gets pulled over. Nobody gets, put
making
behind bars.
Yeah, making excuses for it.
It trickles down.
Yeah. You know, this no cash bail that has been another thing. And we'll probably talk with, our DA candidate tomorrow about that. But no cash bail means that they don't have to put up any cash. They get out and they can actually go out and commit additional crimes. And we're seeing this played out on our streets big time. And so we are at a time for choosing. You know, we need to be engaging in reasonable conversations, and we need to really be moving towards this is a very important election cycle for us. But, before we get into all of this, as one of my great partners is Jen Hewlin with Water's Edge Winery. And on the line with me is Jen Hewlin. She is the owner of Water's Edge Winery, located right here in Centennial. She's also a valued partner of the Kim Munson Show. Jen Hewlin, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kim. Hey, Steve. Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, we are well. And what's happening over at the winery?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we have just released our next slew of specials. The chef has created an amazing, like, going down, laying on the beach on an island in the Caribbean type salad. It's got a coconut lime vinaigrette, shrimp, all these wonderful things on it. And I'll tell you, it's another one that he knocked out of the park. It makes my mouth water thinking about it. Well, and he's got a couple of others. He did some a meatball sub as well this week. And for the life of me, I can't remember what his third special is. I guess you'll have to come in and
It'll be a surprise. That's for sure. So what's the hours over there at the winery, Jen Hewlin?
So we are closed on Mondays for private events, and Tuesday through Saturday right now our hours are 11 a.m. for lunch, and we close at 9 p.m. with the kitchen closing at 8:30. And then on Sunday we are 12 to 7 and kitchen closing at 6:30. And I have to tell you, Kim, you haven't been in a few, but we just released two brand new wines. One we named Rona 19 after the coronavirus. And it is a wonderful Brunello. It's aged about a year and a half. It's fabulous. And then we also have a Chianti that we named Fiasco 2020 because this year feels like a fiasco.
Oh, my gosh. Jen, I've got to get over there. It's just been so crazy busy, and I was just thinking about it. It's like I need to get over there because Water's Edge Winery, great conversation, great food, great wine, and really great partners of the Kim Munson Show. So how can people get more information about you, Jen Hewlin, and Water's Edge Winery?
Well, if you follow us, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook. It's Water's Edge Winery in Bistro, Denver, or Centennial. We have a Facebook page. You can find out how to get personalized labels on our Facebook page. We have labels that we can create for you from scratch, or we have ones that are pre-designed where we just add your text. So this is a great time for your back-to-school kids. You want to say thank you to the teachers that are heading back in and being brave and during this crazy pandemic time. It's a great opportunity to get a nice gift, maybe just to say thank you to a good friend who's helped you out during these difficult times. So
that's a great, great idea. And, of course, just sit out there on the patio on these beautiful Colorado afternoons would be a great thing as well. So, Jen Hewlin, thank you so much, and I will see you soon.
All right. We'll see you guys soon. Thank you.
And before we go to break, just want to give a shout out to another one of my great partners, and that is Hooters Restaurants. They have five locations here in Colorado. That is Loveland, Westminster, Aurora, Lone Tree, and Colorado Springs. They have happy hours every Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. Wednesdays are Wings Day. That is all you can eat wings for $15.99. They have lunch specials and kids eat free promotions as well. So be sure and go to order.hooters.com for more information. And it's just a great place to meet friends, watch some sports on these beautiful Colorado afternoons. We'll be right back.
Karen Levine has over 30 years in the real estate industry. The reaction to the COVID-19 Wuhan virus is presenting unprecedented and unpredictable opportunities and challenges in buying or selling your home. That is why you need to work with award-winning realtor Karen Levine. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516. Karen's expertise will help guide you through this crazy real estate market. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516 today.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. You can sign up for our weekly newsletter there. That's where you get first look at all of our guests, the new op-eds that we have, as well as the new podcast Sounding Off with Kim Munson for the week. Go over to Facebook and give us a like as well. On the line with me is Tony Gagliardi. He is the Colorado Director of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. He has also contributed a chapter to the book Unmasked 2020, Colorado's Radical Left Turn and a Warning to America. And this book The co-editors on this are former State Senator Kevin Lundberg and Charles Heatherly. And so this is very much a grassroots effort. And they're doing a Freedom Phi fundraiser. And Freedom Phi is the kind of the fundraising arm, or kind of like a GoFundMe, except for freedom people, that John Caldera and all the folks over at the Independence Institute has put together. And so they are raising money to get the seed money to get this book published. And so you can go to Freedom Phi Unmasked 2020, and maybe instead of having that $5 cup of coffee today, maybe put that over there to help them get this book out. But Tony has contributed a chapter to this, as well as Patty and I did as well. And Tony Gagliardi, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kim.
So you tell us a bit about your chapter in the book, because the National Federation of Independent Businesses is really trying to watch out for, you know, that mom and pop everyday business. And they kind of got knocked around during this last legislative session here in Colorado.
Well, first of all, and thank you again for allowing me to be on this morning. I also want to say from the start that I have a co-writer on my chapter, Diana Petrick, and who has helped tremendously putting this together. My 7,000 members in Colorado and all businesses in Colorado got kicked around pretty severely, especially when the legislature came back after the brief layoff there.
So what did you... I want to say highlight, but maybe low light in your chapter.
Well, what we started with, our chapter is based on a question, and that is, do our politicians and elected officials have to work at doing the right thing, or are they so, are their egos such that they know they're doing the right thing in their own minds? And so are they so corrupted by the process that they believe that they are always doing the right thing? And we attempt to answer that question in the chapter.
And what are some of the things that happened that have been so difficult for businesses in this last election cycle, or this last legislative cycle?
Well, you know, we were the Democrats in January unveiled a pretty radical agenda. Wanted a secured savings plan carried over from 2019. We had several bills from that session that were very anti-business. But the heart of the matter is, what a lot of people don't realize, now we focus on House Bill 1420, and that was the so-called Fair Tax Act. That's how the Democrats named it. And what it basically was a 20% tax increase to small businesses who had fought hard in the Jobs Credit, in the Tax Credit and Jobs Act of 2017. For some type of help, and they were allowed to take a 20% pass-through deduction on business, on qualifying business income. Well, Colorado was going to force them to add that 20% deduction back in to their federal taxable income prior to filing their Colorado tax. So it was basically a 20% tax increase. And of course, it was for the kids. It was to backfill education, but then also went further to fully fund and increase the earned income tax credit. Go ahead.
Well, was this introduced before or after the COVID-19 break?
Interesting you should ask that question. When 1420 was introduced, everybody started scrambling, saying this was a Tabor violation. Somebody really needs to look at it. And, however, during the first part of the 2020 session, House Bill 1203 was introduced. by Representative Matt Gray and Representative Emily Sirota, the same sponsors who introduced 1420. House Bill 1203 did the exact same thing that 1420 was proposing to do. Forced small business owners to add back in that 20% qualifying deduction to their before they filed their Colorado income tax. And there were crickets from the Republican caucus. I took it to the House office, Republican House office, and said, you know, this is a violent violation of Tabor. It's purported to raise over $400 million. It's being done and implemented in the same year that the legislation is being passed. And all I got was, oh, yeah, maybe we should take a look at that. Well, then we have the break, the COVID break, and we come back into session, and we get 1420. Now, 1420 was interesting because all up until the first day of the new session, the what I call part two, we were hearing from the Democratic leadership, listen, all bets are off. We are going to stick with getting the budget done, getting the School Finance Act done, and taking care of all the Sunrise Sunset reports. And that's it. Those other bills like secured savings and the other bills that we didn't like, those are going to have to wait till January of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So Friday night before the session, the part two started, we were summoned to a conference call with Representative Gray, who advised us that he and Representative Sirota intended to introduce 1420 on Monday. This is what it did, and basically be good with it. That they were going to go ahead and do this. And when the Democrats could have come back into session with part two and really portrayed and set an example of statesmanship and ethics, instead it was no holds barred, ram as much through as they possibly could, and be gone before anybody really, really noticed.
Now,
So that's what the chapter is trying.
Okay. Did 1420 pass?
It did pass, but it was heavily amended.
Okay.
It was
okay.
Heavily amended to the point that small businesses, the exclusion or the thresholds for when you could claim it and when you couldn't, were raised $500,000 filing single and $1 million filing jointly, which actually are greater thresholds than what was in the original tax credit and job act.
Well, Tony, this is such important information that people need to read, and so highly recommend that people help get this book published. Go to FreedomFi and contribute to Unmasked. They're trying to raise $8,500. We're just about $5,400. So great success on that. And Tony Gagliardi, you know, we need to continue to fight for our businesses. And thank you for what you do. How can we've got about 30 seconds. How can people get more information?
Go to Charles Heatherly at Charles Z. 42@AOL.com. He'll answer all your questions and tell you how you can get involved and get out and shop at your small businesses on Main Street. So a lot of them are open and really struggling.
That is for sure. So, Tony Gagliardi, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay. And Jason McBride with Presidential Wealth Management is on the line with me. Jason McBride, happy Tuesday.
Hey, good morning, Kim.
Hey, last week, we talked about this. You had done an analysis of an individual tax return from 2017, comparing it to 2019, because I had John Caldera on with the Independence Institute, that was explaining that the Trump tax cuts, while good for everyday people, actually was a revenue boost for the state of Colorado. And you did an analysis on that, and people can get a hold of that, Jason McBride. Tell them how.
Well, they can. It's not an extremely detailed analysis, Kim, but I think for a lot of people, the tax increase was due to the way they changed the exemptions for yourself and your children, and they changed the children's stuff to a tax credit, and your exemptions went into a standard deduction. So while you did see a decrease significantly in your federal taxes for most people, your Colorado tax may have gone up slightly, and that's available by just going to our landing page, Kim. It's airpresidential.com. That's A-I-R, presidential.com. And all it really is, it's an old tax return, the 2017 one, which was under the old rules, and then a 2019 one. Again, both very simple, a couple with the same income, both with three kids, exact same deductions for like a health savings account, an IRA contribution, and then, just kind of shows you what the federal and the state tax would be in both scenarios.
Well, I find it super interesting. And the other thing is it shows that there was a significant tax decrease, income tax decrease on the federal level for a couple making $150,000. So I'd highly recommend that people go to airpresidential.com. That's A-I-R-presidential.com. And they can just email you. You'll get the information to them. And I really appreciate you, Jason, taking the time to do that so that I finally do totally understand that. So thank you, Jason.
Well, if you totally understand the tax return, you're far, far ahead of me and everybody else, that's for sure.
So go to airpresidential.com for more information. That's airpresidential.com. And Jason, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good one, Kim.
We'll be right back with David Horowitz.
Metropolitan Total Property is more than landscaping. Locally owned and operated since 1987, their team is proud to be your neighbor and live in the community. Metropolitan Total Property stands behind their work, and your complete satisfaction is their top priority. Kim Munson highly recommends Metropolitan Total Property for landscaping and more. She was one of their very first clients way back in 1987. Be sure to check out MetropolitanTotalProperty.com for their complete menu of services. Again, that's MetropolitanTotalProperty.com.
Recently, rates in the mortgage market have hit near record lows. Lorne Levy with Polygon Financial notes that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has created potential opportunities to refinance your mortgage that could save you thousands of dollars. And for those senior listeners who may be looking for another source of income, exploring a reverse mortgage with Lorne Levy may be a solution. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lorne Levy has the experience to answer your questions. Call Lorne Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup today.
Now more than ever, it is important to have independent voices bringing truth and clarity to the issues facing us, our families, our communities, our state, our nation, and our world. The Kim Munson Show is one of those important voices. Kim is a truly independent entrepreneur. She purchases her broadcast time, which gives her total freedom in production of the show and scheduling of guests. If you'd like to support The Kim Munson Show, go to her website, KimMunson.com, and click on the contribute button under Kim's picture. Kim greatly appreciates your help and support.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MunsonSON.com. You can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. Be sure and sign up for our weekly newsletter. That way you get the first look at all of the upcoming guests, as well as our Sounding Off with Kim Munson podcasts and new op-eds as well. Go over to Facebook and give us a like. We would greatly appreciate it. I have on the line with me a very important guest, David Horowitz. He has written, he's a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. It's a number one New York Times bestseller. And David Horowitz, welcome to the show.
Hey, Thank you.
David, this is, in a way, a bold statement with what is happening in America right now as far as the mail-in voting question, you know, just the national popular vote question, all these things out there that are creating, I think, disruption in our potential election process. And you say Trump can overcome all this. Tell us why.
Because he's a fighter, unlike 99% of other Republicans. First of all, Democrats, you know, their weapon is suppressing the news. There's a lot of people who watch CNN who probably aren't aware that our cities are burning, that there are these criminals in the streets beating up people, throwing rocks and missiles and explosives at police and so forth. But they can't suppress that in an election campaign because, you know, we'll buy media and Trump will let people know that this is happening. And if Americans have a choice between lawlessness, no police, and law and order, they're going to choose law and order. The black community, for example, by a margin of like 20%, it's 80% of black people, want more cops. They don't want to defund the police. You know, the people who want to defund the police are these spoiled brats who live in their parents' basements and with privileged, entitled lives and, you know, don't have to live in high-crime areas. People who live in high-crime areas want law and order, and that's what Trump stands for. And the same thing with borders. I mean, Trump has built this border wall and stopped the flood, the influx from Mexico. Mexico is under the gun in the pandemic. They have out-of-control cases. These people would be running across the border and infecting people in the United States. And, in fact, I think, you know, the surge in COVID cases in Arizona and Florida and in Texas, probably, you know, because those are border states. So I think that when the campaign gets going and Trump, he's willing to call a spade, American people will listen to him. Well, also, the Democrats, their lies are so big and so blatant and so ridiculous at this point. Accusing Trump of killing every COVID patient is ludicrous. Everybody knows, or let's say most people know, that Trump has no control over the health care systems. These are all in the control of governors. It's the governor of Colorado who decides whether, you know, there's a lockdown or not, or decides whether you have to wear masks or not. That's in the hands of governors. In the worst states, thankfully, Colorado's not one of them, but the worst states happen to be Democrat states. So when Nancy Pelosi accuses Trump of killing everybody, who's going to, you know, believe that except people who are so consumed with Trump hatred that they can't see straight? So I'm pretty confident. And the same thing with this fight over the post office. All that's going to do is bring out into the open why mail and ballots are a disaster. If you send out 20 million ballots, as the governor of California did, how difficult is it for some postman to have a sack full of ballots and deposit it in a safe house where another Democrat just filled, they're all anonymous. There is no connection between the voter and the particular ballot, and just write in, you know, Biden-Harris. It's very different from absentee ballots where you have to apply for them. So there's a connection to an actual individual who's alive and living in the state living in the residence and is who they say they are.
Well, and David,
so
just...
I just think each one of these battles, Trump will prevail, because it's so blatant what the Democrats are doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you can go to the supermarket, you can go to a polling booth.
True that.
If you want to deal with the COVID problem, you know, have 2 days of voting. I just saw Trump this morning saying, before, you have 2 days of voting instead of one, and so you can space it out. I mean, it's not a big deal. Or you have absentee ballots where people have to apply for them.
Right, there has to be some...
What the Democrats are doing is such a blatant attempt to steal the election.
It really is. It really is.
Too many people falling for it.
So, David, just a point on the post office. I mailed 3 pieces of mail on August 3rd. 2 of them arrived within the next few days. The other one finally arrived on the 15th of August. It was right here in the Denver metro area, and the envelope had been opened. And so we think that we can't even get, you know, 3 pieces of mail on a timely basis right here in the Denver metro area. There is no way that mail-in voting is going to work on a national level.
The post office is a mess, and it has been for decades. They should have sold it to UPS or FedEx or some company that will handle it. I mean, it's just a problem with all government agencies. You know, nobody has a personal stake in it. It's the government, so it's free money. You know, if you lose customers, what do you care?
Right, right. And don't you think the pensions for the postal workers, that's been a real drain on the Postal Service as well? Because I think they have a different pension system, don't they?
Well, you have this problem of government unions. Nobody who works in the public sector should have a union. That goes for teachers as well. It's a walking conflict of interest.
Right.
The unions become highly political. They raise money to elect candidates that will increase their pensions. You know, it's so obvious. Even, you know, Franklin Roosevelt was against government unions, government sector unions. This is a hard thing to fight in one election.
Well,
I was pointing out something that I didn't realize, which is that Amazon uses the post office. And so the American taxpayer foots the bill for Amazon deliveries instead of Amazon.
And the reason is because the post office is so subsidized.
The Democrats, we know, will not do is fix the swamp. They are the swamp.
Okay, well, what about the national popular vote? Because I think that is another way that they are trying to steal the election. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, Hillary won by 3 million votes, right? The popular vote. Those were all in California. How many of those were illegals? And do we want California running the country? I don't think so.
Well, and speaking of that, I was watching one commentator, and they said that an issue that will be very important this particular election cycle is the free health care for illegal immigrants, and that Americans are not going to be very excited about that, given what has happened with COVID-19 Wuhan virus reaction disruption.
The Democrats prefer criminals to law-abiding people, and, you know, foreign nationals who get here illegally to American citizens. It's very clear. They have they're only interested in power, and they think they can manipulate illegals, you know, better than they can manipulate citizens, I guess. It's very corrupt. I think the big mystery is why anybody votes for a Democrat. They can't be paying much attention if they do.
Well, and this Democrat Party, David Horowitz, is not the party of JFK. It has really been...
No, JFK would be called a rabid right-winger. Militant anti-comedy. A capital gains tax cut. It was for a balanced budget. You know, right-wing agendas these days. So that's what they're called. And he was a liberal. The Democrat Party are not liberals. They're vindictive bigots. They want to suppress people who disagree with them.
Well, and
we have like Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren actually called for the, Twitter to kick the president off Twitter because they don't want to hear what he has to say. It's just unreal. That's the way communists and fascists think, not liberals.
Right, because if an idea can't pass the test of being out in the light, and that means that you get to see all sides of the issue, and if people want to tap down the conversation on that, then just because of that, I think voters should be suspect, David Horowitz.
Yes. I mean, look, the Democrat Party is a totalitarian party. If you don't agree with them on issues, they call you a racist, which is a way of delegitimizing you. They get you fired. If you're for a strong border, you're somehow a racist. This is the end of American democracy.
Well, that's why this election is so important. David Horowitz, he is the New York Times bestselling author. His new book is Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. We're going to go to break. Before we do that, one of my valued partners is Castlegate Knives. They're a family-owned business located right here in Sedalia, Colorado. They have an amazing inventory for collectors, for military, for the sportsmen, utility knives, as well as great gift sets for weddings and gifts. So go to castlegate.com to check them out. And again, they are located right here in Sedalia, Colorado. We're going to go to break. This is Kim Munson with David Horowitz. We'll be right back.
Predovich & Company understands that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has individuals and businesses scratching their heads with a variety of bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting questions. Predovich & Company knows that you need trusted professionals to help you navigate these choppy waters. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call Predovich & Company at 303-791-3000 to organize your personal and business finances. Call 303-791-3000 today.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out my website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And be sure to go over to Facebook and give us a like also. On the line with me is David Horowitz. You know him. He is a renowned conservative commentator. He is a New York Times bestselling author. His most recent book is Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. And David Horowitz, let's talk a bit about racism here in America. What is your thoughts on that?
Well, look, the new racism, which there's a book out called White Fragility. It says if you're white, you're born, you're a racist. It doesn't matter what your intentions are. It doesn't matter how you actually look at other races, but you're just a racist because you're white. The anti-white racism in the that's rampant in the Democrat Party leads to things like there's a terror caucus led by Ilhan Omar. These people raise money for Hamas, which is a terrorist organization which is in its charter calls for the extermination of the Jews. Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Ayanna Pressley, and AOC, they've all raised money for Hamas. Yet they're completely protected by Pelosi and the Democrat leadership because they're persons of color. So it's your a person of color you're insulated from criticism, you don't pay the consequences. If you're a white person and you do, you know, something innocent, like the New York Times editor that published Tom Cotton, Senator Cotton's op-ed piece, you get fired while you're forced to resign. There's something called the 1619 Project, which is a project of the New York Times. It's completely racist, and it's an attack on America's founding. It wants to switch the founding from 1776 and the declaration that all human beings have a God-given right to life and liberty and are created equal. That's how America was founded. You know, it took many years to realize, but we're in advance of any other country in the world in that respect. And they want to replace it with 1619, when allegedly 20 slaves were shipped to the Virginia colony. First of all, the Virginia colony wasn't American. It was an English colony. America's 168 years. All of this, by the way, is in my book, Blitz. It's 168 years away from being created. But they weren't slaves. They were indentured servants, which means they would be freed in 5 to 7 years. And they were made indentured servants, as every slave in America was made a slave by black African slave owners. That's how they all got enslaved. And they all got freed because 350,000 white Union soldiers gave their lives to freedom. And an American president, Abraham Lincoln. So what's standard fare in the Democrat Party these days and on the left is a virulent racism which attacks the foundations of our country. It's very dangerous. And, of course, you know, since it's, I mean, there's just a, who defends racism today? You know, I mean, the David Dukes are a minuscule minority. If they hold an event, maybe 15 white supremacists show up and 1,000 counter-demonstrators. There's no public figure who could be a white racist and survive. But they want to cancel you if you're white and if you don't toe their line. There's a best-selling book by Ibram Kendi. It's actually his third bestseller. And he has a National Book Award, which is idiotic. It basically says that there's only racists and anti-racists. You can't just not be a racist and oppose racism for that reason. So in other words, if you don't toe the left-wing line, say on affirmative action or anything like that, on borders, they call you a racist. And the whole Democrat Party is doing it. You want a strong border? You're a racist. You think we shouldn't have immigration from terrorist countries like Iran? You're a racist. You're anti-Muslim. These are all big, big lies.
Well, and David, don't you find...
The climate change, global warming is racist because it affects... countries south of the equator or whatever. Warm climates, they're the ones who suffer most, so it's racist. And if you don't agree with that view and you don't think we should be part of the Paris Climate Accord, you're racist. He actually says this. The fact is the two biggest polluters in the world are India and China. And America's got the most control over it, whatever it needs to have control over.
Sure if you're aware, David Horwitz, that the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment just decreed that racism is a public health crisis. Let's just think about where that might go.
They don't even know what racism is. We ask them to define racism. This guy defines racism as anything that's not anti-racist. And then he defines, like I say, this is a huge best-selling book. And then what's racist is what I disagree with. Policies that I disagree with are racist. And you see, I mean, the Democrats lie, you know, like every time practically they open their mouth, call Trump anti-Muslim because he's taken six or seven countries that are terrorist countries that Obama banned immigration from. But of course, you know, when Obama signs the, you know, when Obama's the president, then it's not racist, according to things.
But you know,
racist if there's a Republican. I mean, this is such a, look, the most frightening thing to me is that we have in our country, 47 states have hate crime laws.
Uh-huh.
And hate crime is a thought crime. So you're criminalizing if you think people, you know, are racist, it's a crime. And if it's a crime, you can suppress it. Well, that's the end of democracy right there.
The whole
idea of the First Amendment is to defend people's right to embarrass themselves in public, people's right to have awful opinions, offensive opinions. That's what the First Amendment is about. It's the genius of American democracy. And the Democrat Party is against it.
Well, a couple of things. And
that's what, by the way, that's why they're against the Second Amendment as well. Because it's the defense of the First Amendment.
Hey, you know, that raises a question then. You would be the perfect person to ask that. I was with some people the other day, and a young man said that basically that Marx was for the workers having guns. And I'm like, okay, I need to reread the Communist Manifesto. Maybe he did
it's
say
not
that.
The Communist Manifesto, this guy's crackpot.
Okay.
Just like Marx.
Well, and what
Marx was a crackpot.
Yeah, and what
100 million people killed.
Right.
Is that enough?
Right. That's what I said.
The first thing they do is take away your guns. Everybody knows that.
Right.
Disarm the population and then crush them.
Right.
And it's bad enough now that you see cops wrestling people to the ground for not wearing masks. It's just gross.
It is amazing. My response on that was because I was not aware, supposedly, that Marx said that workers should have guns. And I've been thinking about it. It's like, well, the Second Amendment says anybody that wanted to have a firearm should be able to have that. But the other thing is, as I said, that, you know, I think that Stalin and Lenin and Hitler and Mao and Pol Pot all made sure that the citizenry did not have firearms. Am I correct on that?
With communists, of course, they want guns when they're overthrowing the government. Then they take them away when they are the state. It's like, you know, they're for free elections once. Hitler was elected, and that was the end of free elections.
Right, right.
You just have to look at their mentality. When Kamala Harris calls for the President of the United States to have his Twitter feed shut down because she doesn't like his opinions, you know you're in the presence of a totalitarian mind. This is what dictatorships are about. When they call Trump a white nationalist or a white supremacist, which is such a big lie, what they're trying to do is destroy him and just take him out of the conversation. I mean, he was on this morning on Fox going through all these rants. It's amazing what he's just done with the economy, for example.
I know.
In the midst of this pandemic. If it were up to the Democrats, the whole country would be in depression now.
Well,
people would be committing suicide. They'd be out of work. It'd be a bloody nightmare.
Well, that's why this election is so important. David Horowitz, we have 1 minute left. Your book is Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. What's the final thought that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Well, I think everybody needs to pay more attention right now. We got whatever it is, 80 days to the election or something like that. This is election. Just look at the Democrat-run cities, New York, Chicago, Portland, Seattle. If you want that for the whole country or for wherever you live, you know, sit on your hands or vote Democrat on election day. Pay attention. I think the one positive light is that the left never knows when to stop. So I believe they're organizing a march on Washington. These people are revolutionaries. They have no respect for our laws. They have no respect for our country. And they will use any weapon available to destroy us.
And that is why you need to make sure that you vote this election cycle. As you said, do not sit on your hands.
And vote for Trump.
And vote for Trump. That's right. David Horowitz, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
And again, that book is Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. And our quote for today is from David Horowitz. He said, the founders were not Democrats and socialists, but conservatives who had a healthy distrust of political passions and who devised a complex system designed to frustrate the schemes of social redeemers and others convinced of their own invincible virtue. So my friends today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free. I was born free. I was born free. The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
KLZ AM HD Denver, the source AM and FM. AM 560 and 100.7 FM. 560thesource.com.